Yo, what's up? Episode 137. The fuck are we doing? It's 11:27 a.m. Let's get this fucker over with. Oh, that's no attitude to have. This is a gift from the good Lord Jesus Christ podcasts. You know, I guess you could thank God for everything. If you believe in God, he probably thought a podcast and then told it to whoever made them. You know, whispered in the ear, said, hey, make a podcast. People like them. And here we are. Got an email from Ruby saying, used to be real anti-gun, but now I think we probably need them. More guns so we can revolt against the government when the time comes. Well, sending that email just got you on a list of some sort, I'm sure. CIA or something. We can't... What do you... I mean, it's a great idea. I love the idea. Revolting against the government. I don't see... They'll just kill us. But they will be the class war. When the class war happens, that's when you're going to need the guns. But the problem with the class war is that... I've been hoping there was going to be a class war, but it feels like the poor people are going to fight for the rich people. So there's only one side, the rich people's side. Yeah, the poor people don't want to kill the rich people. Not kill, but we shouldn't kill, poor people shouldn't kill the rich people. We should enslave them. I think that's okay. That's not in... Don't be cruel. Don't physically abuse. But, you know, enslave them still. Give them a good sleeping quarters. Feed them, nourishing food and all that stuff. Be kind. But enslave them. I don't think that's too radical of an idea. They would do it to us. You know what I mean? So why not? Turn around. And then explain it to them after we've ripped them from their homes and taken all their stuff that, in the world sometimes there's winners and losers. And now they're the losers. Overplayed their hand. But they haven't. Okay, so there's not going to be a class war. I'm not... advocating for an actual class war, but if the one happened, would be kind of cool. Would be interesting. Okay, I guess we. I'm not even anti-gun anymore because I'm so. It's pointless. They're just gonna be guns. I hate arguing with the gun people because they don't like logic and they just yell about it. They think Obama took their guns already. Obama already took your guns. Why do you even have them? I don't know. It's like fine, keep your fuck it. You know, I'm not gonna get shot probably. I probably won't. That's probably not what's gonna happen to me. You know, but the people that probably will get shot, I feel bad. Oh, but if I'm not saying responsible, but yeah, of course, there's responsible gun owners. Maybe I'll get a gun. Maybe they're probably a lot of fun. That's probably why people get so, like, don't want to, they're worried about someone's going to take these. They're too fun. You know how fun they are? It's like really loud and it's powerful and you could kill somebody with it. Don't want to kill somebody, but I know I can do it. What a rush. Does sound pretty good. All right. I don't know what kind of gun you can own in New York City. I don't think it's pretty fucking difficult. You're not supposed to have one at all, I don't think. Oh, but then what are the gangs? There's gun control gangs. Yeah, but there's like Pennsylvania gun laws are pretty lax, and you can go to a fucking gun show and get one and whatever the fuck. People can go over a state. They can drive for an hour. Fucking idiots. All right. Teenage boys. There's the news. Teenage boys wear skirts to school to protest against no shorts policy. Now, this sounds fun. That's right. Fuck your no shorts policy. Fucking school. Where was this? Is this in England? Might have been England. It's like the Guardian. You never know what the guard. Oh yeah, it's UK. Well, good for these UK. That's it. No shorts. It's hot out. I don't know if it's hot in England. I didn't think it ever got hot in England. But that sounds like fun. New York governor pardons 9/11 Ground Zero worker facing deportation under the Trump administration. That's Governor Cuomo. He's a son of a governor, and now he's a governor. He's like, my dad was a governor. Now this thing stopped recording for some fucking reason, and I'm really annoyed. Anyway, I went to go listen back to see where it stopped. And I was like, oh wow, that air conditioner is loud as shit. So I turned it off for the rest of the podcast. Anyway, the Governor Cuomo pardoned this dude who who worked at Ground Zero in 9/11, and he was going to get deported because he had a conviction for attempting to sell a controlled substance in 1990 when the guy was 21. So good for Cuomo. That dude wants to be president. So I don't know. This thing keeps fucking up and stop, and the recording keeps like cutting out for some reason. I gotta switch back to the H4N. It's really fucking annoying. So I'll try to finish this thing, but if it cuts out again, that's the end of the episode. I mean, I'll come back and finish the episode, but this thing's fucking bullshit. I don't know what's up with it. Sorry about the air conditioner. Those 12,000 BTUs really fucking, they're loud. So the beginning of this was loud as shit with that. But what do you want me to do? It's fucking hot out. Oh, I don't even know. What's the temperature? Let's do the weather. I could do the weather report. That's useful, right? 79 degrees. That's hot to me. Maybe if you're not, you know, in Florida or something, like, oh, you think that's hot? It's like the people that live in fucking Minnesota would be like, oh, you think that's cold? Yeah, I live in a normal place. I live in a normal place with normal temperatures. Therefore, hot and cold don't need to kill me in order for me to think that they're hot and cold. Alright, let's see if this cuts out again. McDonald's hits all-time high as Wall Street cheers replacement of cashiers with kiosks. Well, again, I don't eat at McDonald's, but I like a kiosk instead of a person, for sure. But then, what about these people? I think if you get a kiosk, if a kiosk takes your job, you should still get paid. They should have to pay the kiosk, and the kiosk money goes to the person. Oh, that sounds dumb. No, it's fine. It costs them just as. They're still making money. They're still making the same money they were making before. And then this person still has a job, but they don't got to go to work. I think that's a good idea. And who is it hurt? McDonald's? Fuck those guys. They got a bunch of money, and their food is shit, and they're killing people. So at least let them pay, like, whatever the minimum wage is that they pay to, like, a person. And then that person can take that money and maybe... I mean, I wouldn't do shit. I would just take my kiosk money and chill. But they might take it and go to school with it or something. Or find another job. I don't know. But we're so worried about the coal miners. Trump. It's a coal miners. They're taking away the coal miners. What about the McDonald's miners? Getting rid of all them. Play some robots. That's okay. Nobody gives a shit. I mean, really, there's got to be more McDonald's cashiers than coal miners. And then if you go even beyond that, just like fast food cashiers, that's got to be. I mean, that's got to be, I'm going to say 1 billion people. Fast food cashiers. 1 billion people. Around there. I'm going to set the over-under at 1 billion. I'm including all fast food and anywhere where they, rest stop, all those. It might be less. I don't know. All right, listen, I'm going to get the fuck out of here because I got to figure out what's going on with my recording issues and, I don't know. It's no air conditioner is making this place hot. I got to turn it back on. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. If there's something I missed, I'll see you, talk to you tomorrow about it. This shows every day. You really need, how much do you need? I don't know. I'm running out of gas. I'll feel better tomorrow. I'll feel better about everything tomorrow. I'm going to set up the new recorder. I'll make sure the air conditioner is off at the beginning, and we'll have a, because the air conditioner's got remote control. So I just, right when I start recording, boom, hit it off. Record with the professional recorder, not into the phone like I've been doing, like a lazy piece of shit, and it'll be an all-star show. Maybe I'll get Nick Maritato to call in. I'll set that up ahead of time. It's going to be a whole thing tomorrow. Boy, I think I overpromised. It might not be any of that. I mean, it might be air conditioner into the phone cutting out. Who the fuck knows? But it might go the other way. All right. Talk to you fuckers tomorrow. And y'all have a pleasant rest of the day. And I don't know. Yeah, that's good. I love all of you. We love you.